So tell me, you've got kind of a different fundraising campaign with a purpose going on right now.
We sure do. Our intention is to raise $15,000 by September so that we can purchase a dependable, used but fairly new snow machine for the club.
So a snowmobile as opposed to a machine that makes snow. Snowmobile. Sorry, I'm picky
Snowmobile.
that way. Okay. Why?
Because we are one of the few clubs in the area who doesn't own its own snowmobile, and we need a dependable machine if the groomer breaks down in a remote area, and someone needs to go retrieve the operator. Several volunteers don't own a snowmobile, others own older snowmobiles that might not be dependable.
Oh, that's
We
interesting.
also We need a snowmobile to do some work like packing trail, brushing. More people could help if there was that one extra machine out there.
For sure. So, what are you doing to raise money for it?
We prepared a really nice, very well explained letter that we have hand delivered to most of the businesses in town. We're not quite done, but almost. Most of them already know me as I grew up here. I've been part of the club for over 10 years. I also approach businesses every fall and either sell or resell advertising for the trails. For example, for $60, their existing sign can go up on our trails for the winter and gets taken down. If they are a new business or they want more signs, then we get signs made at a cost and advertise for them on the trails. And I've been taking care of this for about 10 years.
So that would obviously help pay for the groomer and whatever work you have to do. Now you're raising money for a snowmobile. What kind of reception are you getting?
Actually, the town, the community is very, very positive. I've been getting a lot of messages and calls. Businesses are surprising me. Small businesses, two of them have given us $1,000 each. It does come with a little bit of a perk. If they donate 200, their business name will be on a board on our trail as snowmobilers come into town. If they donate 1,000 or more, they will be on a board, but they will also be on the machine.
Okay, so how close are you to the 15,000 at that point? At this point.
With the $1,000 to be presented to us today by the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 70, this will bring us to 4,950.
So you've got till September to raise the other 10,000.
Yes, and now I'm focusing more right now on some of the area mines and contractors. I've sent about 15 letters out, getting some positive feedbacks with more questions and more information required. So I'm trying to do all that at the same time.
Now, if someone, a business or an individual, wanted to donate towards the new snowmobile, how would they do it? How would they contact you?
They can send it to me at Box 1111, Iroquois Falls, Ontario, P0K1G0. They can also call me or text me at 705-232-0583. We accept donations from anyone, from $5 to any amount people can donate. We have been very fortunate. We advertised on our Jackpine Snowmobile Club Facebook page. A Toronto snowmobiler contacted me and sent us $250. That was a surprise.
Yeah, but well, almost any time, but especially the last couple of years, anyone down there who wanted to do any snowmobiling had to come up here.
Yes, and I think the businesses in town realize we are recreating the snowmobile industry up here. We're trying to create the best trail possible, working with landowners and constantly improving our trail and getting us off the roads and We're working very closely with Auberge McDonald Inn's new owners, with the local restaurants, businesses, improving directions in town and trails in town, bringing them as close to their destination as possible on a trail and not on a road.
Yeah, and the snowmobilers from down south obviously appreciate all that work.
Yeah.
Okay, anything you want to add to any of this?
No, we appreciate, like I said, any donation. We are working hard to reach our goal. In Iroquois Falls, it's not easy because all we have are small businesses. We don't have any large industries. And we thank the people who are supporting us. We will also have a table at Day in the Park on Friday with more awareness, and we will accept donations there. We have made a board that we have put up in town with a thermometer to show our progress. So we hope that the community will support us and help us meet our goal by September.
You got to get people thinking about winter in the summer, right?
And it's hard.
Yeah,
It's very
I
hard.
can only imagine.